Well, so probably the first thing then, just for the film, is just if you introduce the book and what was the exact topic that you'd written about.
Okay, the book is called Alignment, The Secret to Getting Your Sales and Marketing Teams Working Together. And basically, there's quite a lot written about alignment, but it's written in a very technical, dare I say, dull way. And I want you to bring a sort of refreshing way. You can just pick up a simple non-narrative book and dip in and out. That's the purpose of the book.
Okay, and I mean, you've been using social media quite a lot to reach out to people, and a number of different tools. So, I mean, we've spoken about LinkedIn before and how it's allowing you to reach out to people in different businesses that you've never met before, and you can find them by function or company. So how useful have you found that, and how has it changed your ability to find people?
I'm amazed with the power of LinkedIn, and I'm sort of kicking myself how stupid I was not to appreciate its power. A few months ago, even. So, as I was saying, I think virtually half the people I want to contact with are probably on LinkedIn. Mm. And you can approach these people and ask for their advice about how you could go about talking to them or who would be the best person to talk to in that organization. So, just as you would do for looking for a job, you'd approach somebody and say, you know, yours are huge, give us a job. Mm. You might say, who do you know or any advice? I'd do that. It's a great way to start a conversation. So it's an opening of a conversation, or it's giving you permission to have that conversation. It is not the conversation, and the conversation will happen in the normal way via phone or face to face. But it's a great way to start, and then it can be supported by other means as well. So I find things like Twitter and Facebook work very well for people I know already, not for people I don't know. But LinkedIn is great for just making an approach to somebody in a sensible way, and if you don't offend them and they're sensible, and I come across as non-intrusive. They'll often respond in a very positive way.
So certainly if you were someone out there looking for a job, you wouldn't just find the head of HR at a large corporation and just use LinkedIn to blast them your CV.
No, what I would do if I was looking for a job on that, I would go onto YouTube. Yeah. There are a plethora of films on YouTube about how to use LinkedIn to get a job. Some of them are done, you know, run by Stryker or Kirk from Dallas saying, you know, do this, do that, do this. No, I can't do that. And others are one of those sort of more animated films. Mm. And they actually, people there share the text of how they approach people. So you can actually virtually copy and paste, or as in marketing, we don't copy and paste, we creatively emulate what other people do.
Yeah.
Change it a little bit and use that. And I find if you're reasonable, it works really well. Of course, the beauty of LinkedIn is, if you send out 10 of those, or 20, or 100, you don't get any of the rejection. You only get the feedback, positive response.
Yeah.
Now, bear aware, and the attraction of LinkedIn, it goes out once as a LinkedIn message internally, and they will get an email as well. So you get two bites of the cherry, in effect. But it takes a bit of time for people to respond. So don't get annoyed if you send one out at 1 o'clock and nobody responded by 3. It might be 1 o'clock next minute to come back to you.
Yeah. And so how have you found that Twitter is different then? I mean, is that's more of a conversation rather than just literally trying to contact people you don't know?
I find Twitter, I've contacted people on Twitter, people I sort of knew. So I think I sort of knew you and we connected on Twitter. There's people also in my profession that I sort of connected with on Twitter. And that's worked well. But I don't know, what did somebody describe Twitter as the other day? It's like walking down the street shouting out what you're doing all the time, isn't it? Somebody described it like that. So my view of Twitter goes up and down a lot of the time, you know, depending on what's going on.
So you're a bit cynical of it at the moment, then?
But, well, maybe it's like all these things, you know, what are they? I can't get my head around them. Then you get your head around them, then you fall in love with them, then you fall out of love with them, and or whatever in that sense. So I'm a bit, I don't know. You know, a lot of the functionality of Twitter has now been incorporated into Facebook and to LinkedIn. So maybe it's uniqueness is less attractive, less there.